The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sometimes we talk about Cameo, how much people charge for Cameo. Cameo is like we can go on and get somebody pseudo-famous to give your mom, a birthday message.
There are actual celebrities on there. I'm surprised at how many real-life celebrities have agreed. Not the A-listers, of course, but there's people that you've heard of, like Tori Spelling. I mean, she's not a huge star, but she's a name you know. There's people like her and Lindsay Lohan who are on Cameo. It's not just like the guy who was in that movie with the thing.
You can get any American Idol person that has ever been on American Idol. They'll do it for you. But we always talk about who charges the most.
Right.
I want to talk about, you can charge whatever you want, who's actually buying these people.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, this person can charge $1,500, but maybe one person buys all year long.
Right.
So who is the number one person that's in demand?
Ooh, well, I'd have to know who's on Cameo. It's probably a wrestler. It's probably something in the wrestling world.
It's people. I have no idea who they are. You know who they are, I think. But it's a lot of names where you're going to go, what? People want these people, I guess? Like, Andy Dick is number 19.
You dick!
No!
Charges $100. Last thing he really did was news radio.
Yeah, that's true. The last big thing he did, yeah, I think that's what he's most known for, sure.
Number 18, Kate Flannery.
Yeah, so she's the redhead from
The Office.
Yeah, she's actually really funny. She's a good comic, and she, after The Office, she ended up doing a lot of game shows. You know, like they have a celebrity, like on Pyramid, there's a celebrity, and then the contestant. She was always the celebrity.
She's $190.
Yeah.
TJ Lavin from The Challenge.
Don't know. Some reality star.
Yeah, $275. Jesse Metcalf from Desperate Housewives. It's the last thing he did. $160.
Let me tell you something. He was the hottie.
I know, but that was how long ago?
Right. Right.
But people are still buying him. 13.
Well, hang on. Yeah, no. So Desperate Housewives was 2004, 2012. But he did do the movie John Tucker Must Die. And he's kind of known as like, he's still a hottie. I mean, he's only in his 40s. It's not like he's, you know, it's like he's in his 60s now. I mean, he's still like viable.
Yeah, I understand that. But if I spend $160 to get Jesse Metcalf to leave you a message, you should have me locked up.
Well, yes, because that would be weird. But if I was somebody who was a Jesse Metcalf fan during the early 2000s, that would be really camp and really kind of funny.
Carson Kressley's number 12.
But see, he's still out there doing stuff.
Yeah, like, I agree with that one.
Yeah, right. So he's still like a talking head. And I wouldn't even want him as a, like, wish my mom a happy birthday. I'd be like, let me show you her outfits and pick one and tell me what she should wear.
Yeah, I think they just say happy birthday. Michael Rappaport is 11, but he charges $200.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I saw him on his Instagram saying that he was on Cameo, and I was surprised because he actually has a show right now on Netflix.
That got canceled, though.
Well, it didn't get canceled. It ran for like 4 seasons, and they just didn't pick it up for a 5th season. That's all. But still, I mean, it's currently on. The current season is on right now.
Captain Lee from Below Deck. He charges $250. He's number 10.
Who watches that show?
Yeah, I don't know. Sandra from
of all the Bravo shows, I feel like that's the least interesting.
Right. Sandra Twine from Survivor 60. She's number 9.
Don't care.
I don't know which one that is. Ray Abrizzo from The Sopranos. I don't know which one he played.
Yeah, you do. Do you see a picture of him?
No.
Is there a picture next to it?
No.
You'll recognize him in a second because he's done a lot of like Law and Order, and he always plays the cop, always, or the FBI agent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll recognize him in a second if you Google his name. You'll be like, oh yeah, that guy. Yeah.
That guy. He was the guy in Miami.
Right.
So he's number 8 on the list.
Wow, really? Hang on a minute. Whoa, that's amazing.
The Sopranos. I mean, you're getting paid, The Sopranos. Now let's get to the top five. Number five, most hired on Cameo, William Hung.
What? After all these years? You're
number
kidding. People
still. Number five.
No.
The She Bangs guy from American Idol that was on first or second season of American Idol. People are still wanting him to do messages.
That is pretty amazing. It is pretty amazing because if you think about it, any money that he made from being famous for American Idol for singing was probably very little. He's made more.
Oh, on Cameo. He's probably doing $300,000 a year off Cameo.
Yeah. Well, he did have a record deal for a little while, just as kind of a joke.
It was a goof, but
yeah,
that was 20 years ago. All right. Number four, Larry.
He was on season three of American Idol.
Yeah. So 1, 2, 3. Larry Thomas, number four from Seinfeld.
Who's that?
He's the No Soup for You guy.
Oh, okay. I see.
So he's $80, but he's in the top four.
Right, because people want him to go, happy birthday, No Soup for You.
Probably.
Yeah.
Number three, Brian Baumgartner from The Office.
Yes. Okay, so he is really beloved. He is the most, he's one of the most memed guys, one of the most gift guys. Like, there are so many, like, GIFs, however you want to say it, and memes of him. He's like, he's the larger guy, the bald one.
Yep.
People love him, and he does these really funny cameos, and then sometimes he posts them on his Instagram, and they're hilarious.
$195.
Worth every penny.
For Brian. All right, number two, Josh Sussman from Glee.
Yeah.
He's number two.
Wow, he's number two. You're kidding.
Number two on Cameo, and number one, gun to your head, you would never guess. You would never in a million years guess who's the number one Cameo person.
Okay, let me guess. Don't give it
away.
You
can guess all day long. You won't get it.
Okay. Is it an American Idol?
No. Oh, you can narrow it down like that. You still won't get it. No.
Is it a politician?
No.
Is it a reality star?
Yes.
Okay, it is a reality star. Is it a female?
Nope.
Okay, so it's a male.
We can narrow it down. Male, well, even the network, and you still wouldn't guess it.
Okay, it's a male reality star from Bravo?
No.
MTV?
No.
Huh.
You would never guess. He's cleaning up.
Okay, it's a male reality star from television or
television.
YouTube? Television. Okay. Is it from a competition show?
No.
Like Survivor, one of those kinds of things.
Nope.
Like Big Brother. No. Okay.
No.
All right. It's a reality show that people watch this person in their life?
Yes.
Okay. Are they famous? Like, is not just from reality. Are they from a famous family?
Nope.
Not from a famous family. Okay.
I'm telling you.
Because I was about to guess...
a Kardashian?
Jack Osborne is what I was going to guess.
No, Jack's not even in the top.
Okay, but I was going to guess that because you said reality star. Okay, so a reality
star.
Or the
daughter. You would think the daughter would be Kelly.
Is it a reality star who was picked to live in a house?
Nope, never lived in a house.
Wow. Okay, so it's not
Well,
Puck.
You lived in his house, but not in.
Yeah. Okay. Is he white?
Yes.
Okay.
Still won't guess.
A white reality star guy. Wow. From what generation? Okay, from a current generation? Is the guy?
He's probably between the ages of 40 and 55.
Okay, so he's a little older.
And
okay.
Yeah. And I will tell you, it's a network that I watch every single day. It's a show I watch every single day. Let's put it that way.
Is it one of the American Pickers?
No. Tell you, you'll never guess it. We could put a time limit on this. Well, okay, okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go eat. Feed the dogs. It's 7. Okay, and then I'll come back by 9 o'clock, and you still won't. You'll still go down. And you're Googling it now, so it's not even fair.
I'm not.
I'll even give you another hint. I requested an interview with this guy for this show.
Okay, so it's not the dude from Puddle of Mud, because he's not from a reality show. Is it? Has he been on our show? Is it the ghost guy, the movie ghost guy?
He's not that famous.
All right, somebody who you requested. Is it the scammer guy?
No.
Okay. Have I heard of him?
Yep. We've talked about him before on this show.
We have.
Yeah, I don't know if you know his name.
Oh, he's somebody whose name I probably don't know.
Right.
Okay. Is he a naked and afraid person?
No. Oh, my God, I hope not.
Okay, because he's not attractive. You don't want somebody who you definitely don't want to see naked.
And I'm probably sure he will show you if you wanted him to.
Wow.
Number one on Cameo. Charges $69 a holler.
That's hilarious. First of all, the fact that he charges $69, nice.
And he's number one.
Well, because he charges $69. That's right. Amazing. Give me a hint.
There's no way to hint it. It's Ed Brown, Big Ed from 90 Day Fiance. The guy with no neck.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, I don't know his name. You're right. I would never know his name, but I know exactly who he is.
Yeah, because we talked about him before. He's the guy that's dressed. He looks like an I.
Right.
Just the letter I.
The letter I.
But he's number one. Ed is rolling in the dough.
That shows how popular that show really is. You know, I got to tell you, I'm always surprised when I meet people and I ask them, you know, so what are you watching these days? Oh, we love 90 Day Fiancé. I mean, we have these friends. This is my favorite thing. We have these friends who are a trans couple. They have a ton of money. They're in big business. One of them owns their own company, and the other is like a head of finance at like Citibank or one of those places. They have a ridiculous amount of money. They're like really highbrow. Like one of them went to Harvard. I mean, they're really smart. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they own a television. And actually, they don't own a television. When they watch stuff, they watch it on their laptops or their computer. And I was just chatting with them, and I said, so they just had a baby. So I was like, well, what are you doing now? Like, how do you spend your time? Well, we watch a lot of TV now because we're both around. We're both on maternity, paternity leave, whatever. What are you watching? Oh, we love 90 Day Fiancé. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, what? I was expecting to be like, oh, we watch a lot of PBS or, you know, or something really highbrow. But no, they love that. They're like, if you have not been watching 90 Day Fiancé, you don't know what you're missing. And they couldn't wait to talk about it. And have you seen this one? What about that one? I can't believe this happened with that one. It was hilarious. Like the highest brow couple we know.
There is one season, and I don't know seasons because it just pops up on
right.
the Discovery app. But there's a season with this lady named Angela is married to a guy named Michael. And Michael is from Africa.
Yes. I know Michael in it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the season is like 26 episodes long. It took me 5 days. And I'm telling you, I go from episode to episode to episode. It's like, some of them are 45 minutes long. The other, just keep going. She is the worst human being ever to walk the planet. She is it's the greatest TV I have ever seen in my life. I am pissed off that I can't watch Angela anymore now because I'm done with that season.
Wow.
I am mad I can't watch it. She is such, I'm telling you, she makes you look like a saint. If Joe would
She makes me look like Angelina Jolie.
If Joe, and it's not looks, it's attitude. If Joe would watch this whole season with Angela, he would throw roses at your feet. And say you are the greatest female ever.
I do know from this highbrow couple that I told you about who are obsessed with this show that I guess Angela and Michael were supposed to get divorced and they end up having a baby. And there's been like a lot of the story just went on forever because they couldn't stop talking about
it's
Angela
going
and Michael.
And on and on. And, and she's like, and I yell at the TV because she's like, well, I'm trying to get pregnant, Michael. Because she's from Georgia, and I'm going, you're 55 years old. You haven't seen an egg since the 90s. And Michael's like, no, we got to get pregnant. I got to have a baby. I can't, Michael. It's the greatest TV ever.
Are you done talking?
No, I'm not. And I said a word to say, I'm an American. Land of the free.
Let me tell you.
You ain't telling me nothing. Put that finger down. Put that finger down.
But they do end up with a baby. Do they adopt?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so. But
okay.
She hasn't seen him in like 2 years where they left it off. Because he can't come over here. He's still in Africa. So they just yell at each other on FaceTime.
On Skype.
It's the greatest show.
Oh, shut up. Same over and over.
And now I'm watching a different one, and the guy's a nightmare, and he's married to some girl from Brazil, and this is the second time now she's been in jail for domestic violence.
Oh, God.
She's just a nightmare. But you can't not watch it. Right. I want this show to be over soon so I can go watch and figure out if the Brazil girl ever got out of jail, because I don't know.
I love that this explains why you're late. Not late, but like why you sign on so late, because you're busy watching that. You want this to be over so you can get back to that.
I was watching it up until...
I'm sure you were.
It was like 6:54 and I'm like... Damn, I'm going to have to pause it. Now I have to go
and go do the thing that's paying me. Yeah.
Yeah. But you have, there's not many times I have begged you to watch a show, but you have to. With Joe, this has to be a couple thing that you watch, Michael and Angela. You have
to. Okay. What's, you don't know what season it is.
You just put on Discovery Plus and it comes right up. I mean,
I have the TLC app. TLC Go.
Oh, just when you pull it up, it'll have her photo.
Okay, I'll find her. Yeah, okay, watch that season.
You have to. And then you're going to be mad like I am that it's not on anymore. And you want I'm thinking about joining Instagram just so I can follow Angela, cuz I want to know what's going on. I want to know what happened between her and Michael.
Michael. That's funny.
And they're Trumpers.
Like when even funnier.
When she went to Africa, she brought him a Trump hat, a Trump underwear. She brought him all this stuff. And he only wants to come to America because it's the land of Trump. You have to watch.
Okay, I will watch that. That sounds like it's right up my alley.